wide path leads to destruction. And lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. Jesus, please let the people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts.
Welcome. This is the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute. It's a 501c3. Let me give you some contact information. And some of you may be the first time listening. Why in the world do we call this One Way Radio Network? Because we're going to be talking about where you are going to spend eternity. Because guess what? You're going to die. I'm going to die. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. So we're located 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point. That's located in Harmonies, PA. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com. Not .org, but .com. onewaytoheaven.com, because there's one way to get to heaven, and stay tuned, because we'll talk about it's a secret. Now, it's not really a secret, but for a lot of people, because they have blinders on, it is a secret. Many people I talk to, they say, well, I hope to be in heaven. No, you don't want to hope so. That's a pride issue. They think it's just the opposite to humble wish. No, it's not. It's a pride issue. You want to know so where you are going to spend eternity. That's the most important. I like taking a vacation and say I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. Of course, you won't get to heaven. You hear me mention every week because you're a good old gal or good old boy. So the website is onewaytoheaven.com. If you'd like to call me or text me, I'll give you my cell number as well. I'll give you the website, which I did, onewaytoheaven.com. I'll give you all the kind of information. You can email me. We have some resources that we want you to help fulfill the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28:19-20 and Acts 1:8. And if you're not a believer, I can't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. All I can do is share the good news. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. My job is to share the good news. So again, our website is onewaytoheaven.com. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Harmonies, PA, in a development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. Our local number at Legacy Educational Institute is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Now, someone may say Legacy Financial Strategies or Innovation Tax Service, the same office. We have a 4,032-square-foot office. I don't own it. God owns it. God owns everything. I own nothing. So if you turn into Linden Point, again, I said we're the fourth building on the left. So if you're heading down Route 18, heading south, you'll pass Staples on the left. Next traffic light, turn left, says Innovation Way, and a stone wall says Linden Point. Fourth building on the left, and you'll see three signs. You'll see Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Services, and Legacy Educational Institute. Doesn't matter what door you come in, we have some resources. Now, if you call, I gave you the one number, I'll give you the rest of the numbers, and we don't answer, or we say Legacy Financial Strategy, or whatever, just leave a message. As I mentioned in my other show, that I have on Saturday. By the way, when you pull in Legacy Financial Strategy, we do have another show called the Dave and Sherry Show where we talk financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment savings. We have a variety of different strategies. That website is LegacyFinancialService.com, LegacyFinancialService.com. And that radio show is on Saturday mornings, WPIC, 790 a.m. from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So you can check that out. But our phone number again, the local number is 724-983-1617. We have a toll-free number, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. This is my personal cell phone. It's not a track phone. It's the first, when they first came out, it's the same phone number. I've never changed it. I've changed carrier, but not the phone number. 724-699-3789. 724-699-3789. 724-699-3789. You can text me at that number. Leave a message. My email is david@leavealegacy.com. david@leavealegacy.com. So they give you some information. If you're coming from West Middlesex, you're past the Amishadder Golf Course on the left. You're heading north. And on the left is FedEx. Next traffic light, you'll see Sheets on the right. Combine's restaurant is on the left. In fact, I ate there yesterday. Next traffic light, turn right. And if you're coming from Belmont Avenue in Youngstown, head 80, you're going to head east. Get off the Pennsylvania exit called 4B, and then head north on Route 18. I already gave you the directions. If you're coming from Warren, Trumbull County, then hit 82, go on 82, put it in a GPS, you'll be able to find it. You got our phone number, my cell, 724-699-3789. So five reasons why Paul tells us, if you remember this, and who gave the words to Paul? God did. And we'll talk about the secret spirituality in heaven in a moment. To die is to what? Gain. That's how. Die to gain? What are you talking about? Well, it's not a gain if you're a believer, not a believer, because there's two judgments. Man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. What are they talking about? The great white throne judgment? For non-believers, they'll spend eternity in hell, so you won't be gaining there. But if you're a believer, you'll be in heaven, and you'll be in front of the Bema judgment, or the judgment seat of Christ. You'll be in heaven, so that's why the gain. Your works will be tested by fire, but you'll be in heaven. So we, you, me, we're to what? Number our days. For every Mormon person who thinks pathological about death, there's what? Probably a million people, and of course we have about 330 billion worldwide who don't think about it enough. You think about it. When you die, where are you going to spend eternity? When Moses contemplated the brevity of life, here's what he did. He prayed. Teach us to what? Number our days. Where's that? In Psalms 90, verse 12. It is good to ponder our death. We shall live well so that we might what? Die well. Part of living well is learning why death is gain, if you are a believer. Here's five reasons, but they represent only a few of the glories. For example, do not contemplate the greater glory of the resurrection, but even short of the great day, there's enough to take our breath away, which caused Paul to say, to live in Christ is to die is gain. That's in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. First, at the moment of death, our spirits will be made perfect if you are what? A believer, perfect in Christ. Deity, hypostatic union. So one of the secrets is, number one, there is no salvation without repentance. You have to ask for forgiveness of your sins. That's a godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Recognize that you're a sinner. So we humble first. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord, he'll lift you up. James 4:10, those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will what? Be humble. So you got to humble first before you recognize your sins and ask for forgiveness. That's that repentance. Change direction. Then what? Believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, me, and others. If they'll humble, repent, and believe, and he rose on the third day, and believe Jesus Christ is the God, because a lot of cults believe he's a God, but not the God. That's deity. Hypostatic union, fully God, fully man, then receive, and then become as the Lordship. So humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. You still have old nature, but you have new nature. Then get plugged into a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented church that preaches the word in season and out of season. They preach the whole counsel of God. Bible study, start right with the book of John, Genesis, prayer, Bible study, fellowship. You never arrive. Iron sharpens iron. So first, at the moment of death, our spirits will be made perfect. There will be no more sin in us. We'll be done with the inner war and the heart trending. Now, second, at the moment of death, we will be relieved of the pain of this world. Oh, that'd be wonderful. The joy of resurrection will not yet be ours, but the joy of freedom from pain will be. Jesus tells the story of Lazarus and the rich man to show the great reversal that is coming. The rich man, you remember the rich man's story? Cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool up my tongue. Because you know where he's spending eternity? In hell. See, he wouldn't humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. For he said, I am agony in the flame. But Abraham said, child, remember during your life, you received good things. And likewise, Lazarus had bad things. But now he's being comforted here. And you are in agony. See, there's none righteous. No, not one. He wants all. Jesus wants all to come to repentance. He's want any Shapiri. Many people are called, but few are chosen, because God foreknows. Third, at the moment of death, we will be given profound rest in our souls. There will be serenity beneath the eye care of God that surpasses anything that we have known here in the softest summer, even beside the most people like our happiest moments. And I saw underneath the altar, I'm picking this from Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain. Because of the word of God and because of their testimony, which they had maintained, and they cried out with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those that dwell on earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer. Again, that's in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. The whole human race is homesick for God without knowing it. This is not our place, folks. This is a temporary abiding. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fourth and fifth. And then we're also going to talk about the Scripture. All Scripture is what? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about that much, much more. And I'll talk about how to get some of these resources. So you're listening to the One Way Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. Listen to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute. And again, it's one way to heaven, not 10 ways, not 50 ways. And the secret is humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to call us and you can't come and get some of these resources, which I'll mention, we'd be glad to ship them to you. And we'll pay shipping and handling. But if you can come by, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. Our phone number is 724-983-1617. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. My cell is 724-699-3789. If you'd like to make a donation, make it out payable to the nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute, and you can mail it at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, or go to the website. It has all our contact information here, onewaytoheaven.com. So we're giving out A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version. It's a powerful book. Now, if you're not a believer or if you're a believer, now if you're a believer, I want you to read it. And then when you come across someone and you strike up a conversation, I'll give you several sources. One of them is this Case for Christ, but I'd probably set them up with the money, the $1 trillion bill and the money from the $1 million bill, one of those two. Why? People are really fascinated by that. Say, here, take this. You're like, you're crazy? It looks like a real building. Look at $1 trillion, $1 million. But it has the gospel message. They got the Ten Commandments. That's the way you talk about it. Have you ever committed a lie? Covetousness, you know, adultery, all kinds of different things. There's Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments. So that's a great way to lead with a person and then give them the case for Christ. All right? And I say, would you do me a favor? Make sure you read it first. And would you do me a favor? What's that? Would you read this? Because I would value your opinion. And guess what? Don't say anything. Value their opinion. Then pray for that injury. Then call and get some more. We have a little booklet, a condensed version by Randy Elkhorn, Biblical Answers About Heaven. You get goosebumps. It's not his 492-page book. I mentioned a $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill. And then we also have from Vanity Explosion, 2 question marks. First one, when you die, where are you going to spend eternity? And it's next, they say, heaven, why should God let you in? Ask him, you could even, if you've got more confrontations, just say out of curiosity, how many of the Ten Commandments do you think you've kept perfectly? And they'll say, well, I don't even know what they are. Can you name all Ten Commandments? All right? If you had to guess, how many of the Ten Commandments have you broken in your lifetime? Which of the Ten Commandments do you find the hardest to keep? Have you all read all Ten Commandments? What stood out to you? If God judged you by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty? When was the last time you thought about the Ten Commandments? Would they say Ten Commandments are still appropriate for today, relevant today? Which commandments do you think most people break without realizing? If you were graded today on how well you kept the commandments, what would you say? What would you say? Okay, so let's talk about what Paul said and finish up those 5 reasons why Paul tells us to die is to gain. Remember, it's 5. We've covered the first 2. If you missed it, go to onewaytoheaven.com. Go on to the messages and you'll see the rest of the what I talked about. Third, at the moment of death, we will be given profound rest in our souls. There will be serenity beyond the eye and care of God that surpasses anything. That's if you're a believer. If you're not, where the worm never dies, that won't be the case. Anything we've known here in the softest summer evening beside the most peaceful lake at our happiest moments, that'll be nothing compared. I saw, this is again taken from Revelations chapter 6, verse 9-11, I saw underneath the altar of the souls those who had been slain because of what? The Word of God. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And because of the testimony which they had maintained, they cried out loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those that dwell on the earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told they should rest a little while. And fourth, at the moment of death, we will experience a deep at-homeness. The whole human race is homesick, if you're a believer, for God without knowing it. When we go to home to Christ, if you humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become, there will be contentment. Contentment, yes, contentment, beyond any sense of security and peace that we have ever known. We are of good courage. I say and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. And the fifth one, at the moment of death, we who are in Christ, Christ is a more wonderful person than anyone on earth. He is wiser, stronger, and kinder than anyone you enjoy spending time. He is endlessly interesting. He knows exactly what to do, what to say, every moment to make his guests as glad as they can possibly be. He overflows with love, with infinite sight, and how to use the love to make his love ones feel loved. Therefore, Paul says this, and this is Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. For to me, to live in Christ is what again, folks? To die is gain. But if I am to live in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me. I do not know which to choose, but I am hard-pressed from both directions, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. So there you have it, the five reasons to die for Christ. Now, these resources, again, there's no charge. If you can't make it, we'll be glad to pay shipping and handling. But the idea is you're going to help, if you're a believer, help fulfill the Great Commission. I want you to pass them on to other folks. Then call and get more. Because remember this, the word is a lamp in my feet, a light in my path. That word hid in my heart, I might not sin against you. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. The man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped to do every good work. I'm not reading from anything, folks. That doesn't mean anything. That won't get you into heaven, by the way. But you should take that word and hide it in your heart. Among many evidence for verbal inspiration, both within and without scripture, is the frequent recognition of God as the author of a particular passage with the human author who actually penned it. This can be true only if the very words recorded by the various authors are God-breathed. The word is a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. So, for example, the early Christians exclaimed, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of the servant David has said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Now that one I read, that's from Acts chapter 4, verse 24 through 25. They recognize that God spoke through David, who wrote God's word in Psalms chapter 2, or chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Likewise, Paul's masterful dissertation on God's sovereignty claimed, the scripture says Pharaoh in Romans chapter 9, verse 17, that which God himself has spoken unto Moses, that's in Exodus 9, 13. In other words, what scripture says, even Christ Jesus himself had written with his finger, honor thy father and mother. What commandment is that? The fifth. You can read all the commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, on the tablet of stone, personally scribed the author of the passage to Moses, Mark chapter 7, 10. Evidently, to Christ, there was no difference that which Moses had written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and in this case, what he had copied from the stone tablet was fully the Word of God. We can be sure that what Scripture says, God says that man of God may be perfect, how? Thoroughly furnished unto good works. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped to do every work. So let me ask you a question. Has there been a time and place where you've humbled, repented, believe, receive, and become? That's the first step. There is no salvation. You have to humble before you're going to ask for forgiveness. You don't want to hope so. You want to know so. Many people are called. Few are chosen. Because God foreknows. Are you going to be on that narrow road or the wide road? It's the most important decision you make. He stands at the door. God Almighty, who created us, knocks, He'll open that door if we humble, repent, believe, and receive Him to come. John 3:3 says, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Now, I've mentioned this several times. People ask, are you one of those born-again believers? And I say, absolutely. It's like being pregnant. I've said this many times. Either you are or you're not. The question is, do you know Him? That's the secret to spending eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, is the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Best friends tell each other secrets.